girls. Your host, your girl Sonia. And it's the 18th of January. And, well, I'm here right now. Well, let me tell you, first of all, that the chat room is open. It's truthergirls.chatango.com, truthergirls.chatango.com. And as I told you in the Facebook group, which is also called the Truther Girls, in case you, well, it's not a group, it's a page, but in case you haven't liked my page yet, which I recommend you do because you get lots of links in there and updates about things like radio shows and stuff like that. On that page, I told you that we're going to be discussing the whole Sandy Hook thing again tonight with Max Egan from the Crow House and also Linda West, also known as Morning Man, and David Acton. And right now I have Max Egan with me, and Linda and David will be joining us shortly. So welcome to the show, Max.
Nice to be here, Sonia. Thanks for asking me on again.
Well, thanks so much for joining me. I'm just going to post your website link here in the chat room. So, Max, I guess you and I could start talking about this. I heard this very interesting radio interview that you did, and I'm sorry, but I don't remember which show it was on. You could probably tell me. You know which one it is because you sent me the link. The one about Sandy Hook. Do you remember which show that was?
That would have been Rob Phoenix on the Friday Farcast.
Okay, because I listened to that and I thought that you were very insightful about what was going on with Sandy Hook, in that what's caught on a lot in the, even now in the, they're talking about it in the mainstream media, but it's all over the internet, is that the whole thing was a hoax. They were actors used for the whole thing. A lot of people believe that. Now there's a university professor who has come out and said that, a tenured professor, so they can't even fire him for saying it. And, meanwhile, you know, I pointed out that the source of a lot of these rumors about actors being used, although actors are used in the news, there's, what do you call it, footage that is clear evidence of this. They're on a set. They're pretending that they're in some foreign country in a war or whatever, and they're really on a set, and they're just completely lying. And this happened many times with that activist from, where was it, Syria? And it was, I mean, they've done this so many times. It's not altogether, you know, false that they use actors, but would they use a whole bunch of people from a casting agency to pretend that their children were killed? I don't know about that. But a lot of those rumors were connected with Dallas Goldbug, who says that what the elites are doing is using famous people, members of elite families, to play multiple roles. So one of them, like Jennifer Greenberg, masquerades as Sarah Palin and Tina Fey, who he says is also me, apparently, although I know it's not, and some other people, you know, like this, just to give you one example. And, well, since I know that I'm not Tina Fey, I know that he's not accurate about that. And then when you look at some of the other stuff that he says, like what was another really ridiculous example? Ahmadinejad is Fonzie. So when people look this stuff up about actors, they end up there. And what you pointed out was that maybe all this does is it becomes a big psyop to make people think that actors are not used at all.
Oh, absolutely. Look, you've got to really, really look at this whole Sandy Hook thing. You've really got to stand back when you look at it, and you've got to really try to put it on a global stage and look at it from a much wider perspective than what people are. Some of the people that they've used in it, I mean, there's problems with this. I mean, I can't absolutely call that Robbie Parker's an actor, but it's strange. The video is there. It shows him smiling and laughing as he walks up to the camera. Why is that there? Why is that video included? If you were going to have this guy come and speak, why did they include that video of him smiling? People like Gene Rosen, the old man, the friendly old man who took the kids into his house. There's video that exists on YouTube. You can look it up. It says Gene Rosen's audition tape. And what it is Gene Rosen rehearsing his lines for the interviews. And he's there and he's in a blue jacket and he's rehearsing the lines. He's rehearsing what he's going to say in the interviews. And that's interesting that that's there. That indicates that he was an actor and this was all pre-planned. But the real question should be, why is that video there? What is that video doing on the internet? Who took it? Who filmed it? Did it get stolen from him? Why is it there? Why does it exist? Why was he rehearsing his lines? Why was it filmed and why was it posted on the internet? Why did they include the footage of Robbie Parker walking up to the, smiling as he walked up to the camera? Why is it there? It's there to generate controversy. It's there because the people know, the people that have orchestrated all this know that the Truth of Movement is going to pick up on this. They're going to see this and they're going to call actors. And when they do call actors, they'll find there's these PSYOP sites that have been set up that tell that everybody's actors. It's all actors. It all comes from one family. Apparently, this family spends their entire life. They must spend their entire life. I mean, I don't honestly know when they even get time to eat or have a bath or go to the bathroom or anything, because they must spend their entire life donning disguises and making 16-hour flights around the country. Like, we're told that Jodie Foster plays the role of Julia Gillard here in Australia. So obviously, this woman must make the 16-hour Sydney to LA flight two or three times a week to be Julia Gillard on the in between doing working on the set of a new film. I mean, all this sort of stuff. The fact that Henry Winkler is Ahmadinejad, I mean, give me a break. The fact that Tony Hawk, the skater, is played the role of Robbie Parker. Tony Hawk is huge. Tony Hawk's 6'5". I mean, what is Robbie Parker like? Cut himself off at the shins and lose 150 pounds to put himself into character? What's going on?
Well, that was another thing. So, speaking of height, though, that same thing with Jennifer Greenberg. She looks like she's really a tall woman. She could be about 5'9" or so. Tina Fey is only 5'4". Sarah Palin's 5'5". For the record, I'm 5'2". And this woman, Nancy Phelps, who they're also saying that this is Jennifer Greenberg, she doesn't look very tall. So
exactly.
People are overlooking some obvious problems.
Exactly. So there's all this stuff that's put there that's obviously wrong. It's completely false, and it's obviously false, okay? So now you look at all that, okay? That's there. So if you call actors, people are going to search. They're going to find that, and they're going to think, well, this is pretty crazy. If this is what these people believe, then they're crazy. And now what have you seen as well? You've seen people like Gene Rosen going on TV saying, oh, I'm being attacked by truthers. I'm being attacked by Sandy Hook truthers. They're sending me abusive email, they're calling me, I'm having hung up phone calls, I'm getting all this abuse and all this stuff. So you've got to look at what's going on here. If you're a mainstream person and you're looking at this situation, you're seeing a situation which I believe has been set up purposely to trap the Truth Movement, because everyone's going to look at this, they're going to call actors and they're going to start making noise about it. And now we've got the people that are involved being harassed, and the mainstream can say, well, look, all these nice people, this nice man who brought the children into his home, now he's being attacked by these crazy conspiracy theorists. And wait a minute, wasn't this guy, Adam Lanza, who did the shooting, wasn't his mother a prepper? She's one of those crazy conspiracy theorists. These guys, they're crazy. They believe that Henry Winkler is Ahmadinejad. They believe Jodie Foster is Julia Gillard. And not only that, but they're prepared to go and shoot children. These people are enemies of the nation. These people are enemies of the state. These are domestic terrorists. So this whole thing's been set up not only to take the guns, but to vilify anybody who speaks out against it. And I believe it's also deeper than that. It's not only an attack against the Second Amendment. The attack against the Second Amendment is the bait, because they know the people of America aren't going to give up their guns. It's the bait. They don't care about the guns. What they want is conflict. They want to create conflict. That's why they put the FEMA camps in place. That's why they've militarized the police. That's why they recently bought millions upon millions of hollow points for all of Homeland Security. And now they're like the bully in the schoolyard, and they've put this stuff out there that is going to bait the truth community. It's going to bait them. They're going to call it, and they're going to bait them. It's perfect. It's a bait for the truth community, and it's designed to create civil war. They want conflict. That's what they're after, because as soon as the conflict starts, they've got the drones, they've got all the camps in place, they've got the hollow points, they've got everything ready to come down like with blinding speed. And the people still have the chance to deal with this peacefully. They still have the chance to impeach the president. They've got to realize that what's going on here is a coup. It's a coup. America is being overtaken. It's being taken over by a source that does not have the best interests of America at heart. It's a Zionist source. It's a Zionist group of individuals within the United States government that are working to disarm the United States, the people of the United States, so they can use the American military for what they want to use it for. This is a coup, and Sandy Hook is the bait that they're using to make it happen.
I just want to take a second to introduce Linda West. Linda's here with us, and I'm going to also take this call, which is, I believe, David Acton. Hold on, I'm just going to take, unmute it. Hi, welcome to the Truth of Girls. You're on the air. Is that David?
Hey, David Acton here. Hi.
Hi, David. Thanks so much for joining me. Linda, are you there also?
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
Hi. Awesome. Thanks for joining us.
Sure.
Well, I just wanted to echo what Max is saying, and it's a great great honor to be on the same show with him. I do acting, not as a living, but I am involved in movies, and the independent film movement has long tried to fight the established motion picture industry that cranks out government-based propaganda to support basically state-run media, state-run movies, and things like that. So there are a lot of good people trying to do things in independent film. And unfortunately, I look like a public safety guy, so I usually am typecast as fire chiefs, police officers, and things like that. The only thing I wanted to add to this, and Linda and I have direct experience, is we were, without giving too much credit to Dallas Goldbug, which I believe represents a major national threat to our security as a nation. I say that as a veteran of the military, that he has quite a following, and what he'll do is he'll take a few pictures, and he's taken pictures of mine, and he's taken photos of mine. He's placed me at all three mass shootings, Arizona, Colorado, Sandy Hook, and that I'm an actor, that I'm one of the police actors that's been there, that's been assigned to stage these events, et cetera, et cetera. And he's done the same thing for Linda. So we all have our stories. I think it represents a black psychology, and by that I mean a nefarious psychology. I think it's a type of mind control. I also think that it's type, he does have an Air Force background, if you look at his resume, and I believe it's Air Force intelligence. So
he does,
that's
yeah.
my quick introduction, my quick story. So thanks for having me on the show. There's my two cents so far.
Thanks, David. And Linda, what do you think of all this?
Okay, you know, I think that YouTube has become extremely powerful. And I read an interesting article in the LA Weekly about exactly how powerful they find YouTube, because the fact that we're all independent creators, all creating ourselves from our own place, and the fact that we are also connected through community, that we watch each other's stuff, that we support each other, that if there's an issue, we each echo it, that we are now a force to be reckoned with, a force, I might add, that has taken out the multimedia propaganda, newspaper and TV, to the point where Anderson Cooper is getting views by saying he's bringing on YouTube people. So we're a force. And in the beginning, when people would talk about government agents and disinfo agents, really, honestly, I don't know enough about any of that stuff. I was like, whoa, what's that? Is that people just being like nuts, or are they being paranoid or something? But without a doubt, every time there has been a major massacre, a major issue, or anything that you could possibly question and say, wait, this doesn't seem quite right. Every time we start to get leads, Dallas Goldbug comes on the air and blames all of the citizen journalists for being actors in the event, to totally just take away from us focusing on being the reporters that we actually are when we're connected. Instead, we're trying, like the last thing he put up about me is that my son has cancer, I'm collecting, and you put up a picture with a skull cap on somebody that was supposed to be me, that was bald, taking cancer donations for my cancer-ridden child, with this poor kid that they've got on there that I can only think this is total harassment to an underage kid that they're promoting. But regardless, he's a government agent, and we need to band together and you know, out him. That's all I have to say. That's why I'm here, because I've had enough of even dealing with this disinformation, because how are we supposed to get to the truth if we've got this guy in here just spraying his bull crap all over everybody, and we're just trying to, like, you know, make up ground. I mean, defending, and really, he's accused me, let's just go, I've been a Pima County Sheriff, slightly overweight, I might add, and not very attractive, about 10 years older. Jennifer Jones, whatever. I also just recently married Max Kaiser, so everybody congratulate me.
Congratulations.
Stacey Hubert, I know she still seems to be on the show with him, but no, I'm married to him. But the truth is, I'm also a rock teller, okay? In my spare time, I'm just on YouTube. You know? It's just so ridiculous. What are you, Max? Are you somebody?
Oh, look, I can't really remember. I'm some guy from the States who apparently is a member of the Green Party over here. But look, the thing about Dallas Goldbuck, I mean, it's irrelevant what we think about him and what he's doing to attack us. The relevant thing is that his site's there and the information showing all of this stuff, which is patently ridiculous, is all there. And yet there are elements of truth in there. Some of the early stuff he did, there's some interesting things he did there with the whole Gifford shooting. I've got to admit, some of that looks interesting. But, you know, this is the way counterintelligence works. The thing about it is that if you were going to stage an event like Sandy Hook and you were going to place all of this there, and even if these people are not actors, I mean, we don't know they are. I don't know Robbie Parker's an actor. I wasn't there. He looks like he is because of the way he acts. But, hey, he could just be some guy on Prozac or Zoloft who doesn't feel emotion. How do I know? I don't know. I'm not there. All I know is that the fact that that video footage of him walking up to the camera and laughing exists. That's the interesting part, the fact that that footage exists. The fact that the footage of Gene Rosen exists. The fact that it's been done in such a way as to suggest that this is a staged event. Even the last drawing of the kids, oh, it was an owl, you know? I mean, what is this? They're taunting you. They're taunting the truth community. They're saying, come on, call it. Come on, call it. Because as soon as you do, and if I was going to set up something like this, of course, you would set up a disinformation site well in advance that is exactly like Well Aware One. You would need to do so.
And that's so right on. The Truther Girls, this is your host, Truther Girl Sonia. The chat room is open. That's truthergirls.chatango.com, truthergirls.chatango.com. And we're talking about the Sandy Hook shooting and the whole actors thing. And I've got David Acton on the line, and Linda West is here, also known as Morning Man on YouTube, and Max Egan of thecrowhouse.com is here. So welcome back, everybody.
Thank you.
Hey, hey.
Hey.
Hi. So thanks so much for joining me. I think you guys are awesome, and you're so right on, and all of you, and Max, what you just said there, you know, that rings so true to me that I don't know why it didn't really occur to me before, but they're just doing this on purpose. The whole owl picture, they know that we're all full of conspiracy theories as it is, and this is just going to fuel it and then, you know, just make us look more crazy. It's like they're really in our face. But what do you guys think? Do you think that anyone actually died at Sandy Hook, or do you guys actually believe that the whole thing was completely fake?
I think, you know, I'm studying it. I mean, I've watched every video out there, and I think Max is right on target. And just to amplify that, I think this is a disillusionment campaign. I think this is designed as a civil affairs operation. Just as a note, this has been going on since the 50s and the 60s. The military intelligence, they aim at a population to disillusion people. And when you're confronted with facts and you're confronted with inconsistencies and you start asking questions about it, and then people give you a blank stare and regurgitate all this Dallas Goldbuck stuff that Walt Disney was actually Adolf Hitler, it creates this delusionment. It creates this, you know, it really creates a disillusioning factor. Like, there's nothing you can do. You might as well give up. Now, from a tactical perspective as to what was really going on, a lot of things bother me, but just one thing I'll point out is the staging of ambulances. You know, staging of ambulances so far away, a mile away, pretty much at the firehouse, no need for ambulances. You know, I mean, this is just not protocol. No firefighters, no EMT personnel see the bodies. It's all cordoned off. It's all locked down. So, you know, just as a point of reference, I mean, parents can't see bodies. There's no autopsy reports. You know, I'm just saying that this is an inconsistency. If this is justification to erode the Second Amendment, then there should be a discussion about it. So if we were in a real environment of democracy and a republic, people would be saying, hey, you're talking about a major shift in Second Amendment rights, and if we're going to do this, we should examine the situation very carefully and not be like already talking about tearing the building down and building a monument there and all the rest of this stuff. It's just moving too fast.
But isn't it possible also that because there was a lot of weird occult-related stuff. Like, it's on the ley line. It looks to be have the same layout and dimensions and even directional orientation as the Temple of the Feathered Serpent at Teotihuacan in Mexico. Isn't it And this took place during a time of ritual child sacrifice, and it was a week before the 21st of December. So I would still consider that maybe they did actually kill children. Maybe it was a ritual sacrifice and, you know, a false flag, and it wasn't this guy, Adam Lanza, who just came in. But then they also had certain people who were hired to totally confuse the public and be really obvious actors. Like the only parents who did go and do these interviews for CNN, the one what was her name? Grace O'Donnell's parents and what was the other one?
Oh,
the Parker. Yeah, and Noah Posner, his mother, is the only one who said that she saw his body, and she said that the lower half of his face had been blown off and was hidden under like a cloth, and that was why they shouldn't have seen the bodies. But that still doesn't make sense, because Lauren Rousseau, who was an adult killed in a teacher from Canada, her relatives were also not allowed to see her body. So how does that make any sense?
The only thing I want to say from a tactical perspective, and then I'll throw it over to like maybe Linda, is that for some autistic kid to carry 45 pounds of gear, of ammo, of bulletproof vest, and to go into the school, shoot his way through the door, and then to systematically double tap, which is the reference, boom, 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 two shots to every victim. This mm-hmm. guy had unbelievable discipline. He was a super soldier, if it was true. But I would lean more to a kill team or a death squad, because that's how they're trained. Boom, 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 boom. You just go from person to person. It was done such a systematic surgical area of precision. It's hard for me to believe that an autistic child who probably would have trouble driving there in the first place could be that endowed in precision military tactics.
I don't believe it either. But do you guys think that it's possible that they actually did kill people there, that people did die? Or do you think that the whole thing was fake, completely fake?
The only thing that I know for sure is they want to take a large bulk of the guns away from the American people. That's the only thing I know for sure, because
well, that's true.
The president is about to sign an order without congressional support to do just that. So who knows? Who knows? All we know is the goal and what mm-hmm. is happening. What is happening now as a result of this is our president is once again usurping the Constitution, stepping outside of Congress, and doing what he's wanted to do since he took office. So that's all I know. That's what it's led to. What do you know, Max?
It's difficult to know whether any children died or not. I mean, it's hard to make that call. Possibly, I mean, the town is known for satanistic practices and all sorts of black magic and all sorts of bad stuff that goes on there. Who knows? Maybe the kids were used in some ritual, and they simply staged this to and used the kids that they'd sacrificed for whatever recently. I mean, I don't know. I'm not there to make that call. I don't know. Mm-hmm. What I do know is that the event has been really, really planned. It's been super well planned, and it's been presented in such a way as to arouse the truth community in order to paint all the people who have been speaking out against the government for all these years as the new form of domestic terrorists. And I don't believe it's about taking the guns. I believe it's about conflict. I believe the reason they've made it so staged is so that the people who are involved would get attacked by the Sandy Hook truthers. So you'd get Gene Rosen on the news saying these people are attacking me. So that the people out there who might have stood up to the government are now going to see that there are crazies within their society, and they need the government to implement these new measures. You know, and the one thing the government wants at the moment is conflict. That's what they want. And it's a coup. The whole thing is a coup. It's a very, very well-staged coup. That's what I really think is going on. This is a coup d'etat. You know, America is being taken over by interests from within who do not have, not only America, but the world, they do not have the best interests of anybody at heart. And they are taking over the United States of America. And if they can disarm the American people, then they can introduce the austerity measures that they want. The only jobs you'll be able to get in America soon will be working in hospitality, working in government, or working in the military, or working in a factory that builds something for the military. They really want to escalate this global war machine. And America is the global military, the global police force. That's what it is. The global police force run by the Crown Corporation. That's what it is. That's what it's been set up to do. It isn't the American government. The American government's a puppet government. It's run by the Crown Corporation. It's a war machine. It was constructed to do exactly what it's doing. And they've constructed this now as a very, very clever ploy to not only remove the guns from the people, but to create civil war and to put in the minds of the people that anybody who is against the removal of your guns is crazy. Look what they're doing to this dear old man who helped these children. Look what they're saying about Sandy Hook. How dare they disrespect these young children who died, you know? And there's no evidence to suggest any of it's true. But again, I can't make that call because I'm not there. All I've got to go on is the internet and what I've seen on the news. I'm not there. I can't make the call. Anybody who says they can make the call, well, you know, it's not really about that. It's about looking at how it's been set up. And it's been set up to do exactly what it's doing. It's so well played. And of course, if you were going to do this, you'd set up something like Wellaware 1 well in advance to totally muddy the whole issue. So if anybody calls actors, this is what they're going to find. They'll be able to use actors for everything from now on. They won't have to have anything real. They'll be able to stage every news event that they have from now on, because as soon actors, people are going to start thinking about Dallas Goldberg. You know what I mean?
But we have to think, who are the... Okay, let's just stop a second, and I just want to inject a little sanity into this. Not that I'm saying you're not right. You are a lot right about a lot of things, Max. We all are. But what I want to look at is, okay, I live in Hollywood. I've been around actors for a long time. No actor would ever go act in something like this because they'd never be able to work again.
That's true.
Okay, so these aren't actors.
Well,
these are people. Now, let's just go one thing here, too. It's like these people also, like, what kind of money? Now, like, they must work for somebody or something because – it ruins their life. I mean, once they do this, their gig is over. I mean, they are now, this Robbie Parker's Robbie Parker forever on. When he goes to get a job, his face is all over the internet forever, known as the father of the dead girl.
Well,
now,
what does it take for a person to sign up and say,
I'm going to lie like that? And how much money, who do they work for? Or is it possible? That's all I want to ask, because
One point on that, if you look at the Homeland Security documents for these exercises, the HSEEP, people are called actors. So it's the training of the infrastructure. It's the training of the people that carry these things out so that when they organize one of these things and everybody shows up, they already know that there's the active shooter is classified as an actor in the official DHS program. So when somebody's walking around and maybe they're an EMS lieutenant or they're a battalion chief, technically, they're considered actors. So I think that phrase has pushed out now, and I think where Max is coming from is pretty on the line here. The only thing I would add would be the baggage of mental health checks. I think you're going to see a lot more emphasis on drugs. I think you're going to see a lot more emphasis on mental health checks and cataloging people that are on Zoloft and Prozac. And I think it's a three-prong approach. There is going to be discussion over firearm restriction, but then there's also going to be discussion about cataloging people that are on drugs and on medication, and then there's going to be increased emphasis on mental health status. And if you start thinking that these conspiracy theories are true, that's going to be an automatic disclaimer that you're obviously crazy. You have no point in society. You're now homeless. And I think that's the point. This is an opportunity to shove people out into the street and say, you don't deserve a job. You don't deserve anything because you don't support our government. You're a crazy wacko.
Absolutely. Look, a huge part of this is vilifying the truth movement. And like I said, I can't call actors. I can't call that. I don't know. I wasn't there. Like I said, maybe Robbie Parker's on Prozac. Maybe that's just the way he is. Maybe he is a crisis actor. I don't know. I can't make that call. You know, and maybe some news reporter said to Gene Rosen, we should rehearse this a little bit before we get you on TV. What are you going to say? What are the things you're going to say? Let's see how you look on camera. Maybe they sucked him into making the video and then put it online. I don't know. I wasn't there to make the call. I don't know. What I'm asking is, why does that footage exist? Why is that rehearsal video there? Why is the footage of him smiling when he walks up to the camera? Why did they include that? Why did they hold up the owl? They did it to bait the truth community because they want people to attack these guys so then they can say, hey, look, they're all crazy. And when people go search this stuff, they're attacking these guys because they say it's a hoax and we're all actors. Oh, really, actors? Sandy Hook. Oh, look, Wellaware 1. Wow, look what these guys believe. These guys are crazy.
Right.
And not only that, but this is what Adam Lanza was. He was one of these guys who believed all this stuff. So they're all crazy. They're a domestic enemy. So we need Homeland Security to take all the guns and lock us down into a police state. That's what this is all about. You know, it's so orchestrated. You've really got to look. Whether the kids died or not, maybe they did, maybe they're not. I don't know. I wasn't there. I can't make the call. What you've got to do is look at how it's being played on the global stage, and this is how it's being played. That's the important
thing. And I think some of the American society and American culture is fascinated by celebrities, is fascinated by actors. So the minute you start saying actors and fake actors, that's going to get a huge segment of the National Enquirer's sensationalist journalism type people to go, oh, really? Really? I got to check this out. So I think the culture of the American society is a little more susceptible of seeing crazy shenanigans of actors that are more mainstream. So that may drive a gravitational pull to get some of these people to look into this and go, hey, what's this really all about? That may be one of the reasons.
Exactly. And you're also going to see that this is going, they're going to say, look, this is why we needed to censor the internet, because look what they're doing. They're spreading all of this disinformation, see? So this is why we need SOPO. Yep. This is why we need all this stuff. We need to control the internet. So this will bring about internet censorship as well. This it's all related. It's all the one thing. This is like the human race being put in check. You know, and unless we come up with a good counter move which involves spiritual empowerment and us stepping into our heart space and standing up and calling our trustees accountable for their actions, then they're going to call checkmate. Because this is the move that we've been waiting for. This is the most significant event to happen since 9/11. This is huge. The implications of what is in Sandy Hook is absolutely huge. If you really look at it, the way it's going to resonate around the world and all of the aspects that it covers, it's absolutely huge, which also indicates that it's very, very well planned and very orchestrated. It's been at least 2 years in the making, this event.
Well, I just want to add, Max, do you still do the Saturday night mass global meditation healings for the planet? Is that still going on?
Yes.
So, I mean, why don't you talk a little bit about that? Because we talk about all this, and that's one thing we can all do and that you've spearheaded, and that gets us directly into our heart space together in a place united that they can't do anything about. So could you just tell people how to find that on a whole, you know, other level, multi-dimensional level? Why don't we talk about this on all levels? So where can we find that? Saturday nights.
Saturday night Greenwich Mean Time, 10 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time every Saturday night. You can go to my website, thecrowhouse.com. You can click the link to the Great Intention. And it's a global meditation that we have where we all put ourselves in the heart space where the healing is already here. And we're already in that energy. We're giving thanks to the world being healed, because that's what a real prayer is. But it goes further than that, and it's got to be applied on a physical level as well. So we'll talk about
that. Yeah.
I just put that in the chat, and we'll be right back.
Hey, hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Truther Girls. I'm your host, Truther Girl Sonia. The chat room is open. That's truthergirls.chatango.com. And I'm talking to Linda West, David Acton, and Max Egan, and we're talking about the Sandy Hook shooting. So, Linda, would you like to take it from here? Where were we?
Well, we were just talking about the fact that this whole disinformation that's being spread right now has been meant to discredit all of us telling the truth, pretty much, because we're looking at places they don't want us to see. And Max says that, you know, he thinks that they want to start a conflict. And it certainly seems that they're pitting the truther world, where people go to find truth. You know, they're hoping that these people are going to find something that the media won't tell them, and then all of a sudden you go to Google their name and it comes up, like we were saying, oh, this person and Howdy Doody are the same person. So it totally discredits other people from coming to YouTube to listen to other citizen journalists that are really telling the truth. We're not paid by anybody. I mean, the AdSense money, I don't know about you, but I'm not buying any houses on it.
Oh, look, I don't even get any AdSense money. I don't have any advertising on my site. YouTube still only lets me upload 15-minute clips. I still can't upload a full-length video. So they really try to suppress what I'm saying.
Send it to me, Max. I'll upload it for you.
But the thing is, I mean, what we've got to look at is how it's being played. You know, this whole Sandy Hook thing has been so well orchestrated to bait the truth movement. Whether these people are actors or not, I can't make the call. All I've got to do is ask why that footage exists, what it's there for, what it would achieve. What is the purpose of uploading video footage of Gene Rosen rehearsing his lines onto YouTube? What's the purpose of that? It's there to bait the truth movement. What's the purpose of including the footage of Robbie Parker smiling as he walks up to the camera? And as I said, maybe he's just on Prozac. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't feel any emotion. Maybe all these families were smiling because they're all on Prozac and Zoloft and they don't feel any emotion. I don't know. I'm not there to make the call. The reason is is it there, and what is happening on a larger scale? Who benefits from all this? And what we're seeing is that these people are now all being attacked by certain members of the so-called truth movement who may be a little bit unhinged and see this as a good reason to ring up and abuse these people. So now the whole truth movement can be vilified. So this is as much an attack against alternate research as what it is an attack against the Second Amendment. And ultimately, I believe it's designed to create conflict. That's what it's all about.
And I think, just to amplify that a little bit, I think it's the laziness of intellectual laziness of just grunting out WTF on Facebook and not writing anymore, that the American public is just being turned into kind of a, impress me. I'm just going to sit here as a couch potato on my aspartame and fluoride, and I'm just going to watch the world go by. So there's a heavy degree of laziness, whether or not it's induced by pharmacy or whatever. And what that ends up happening is you go to the lowest level of giving information out, and people are going to go for simplistic solutions. And it's always very important to understand how the majority views things. So what we really have to do, and what Linda and I have tried to do on her YouTube account, Morning Mayan and Mind, Acting the Actor, is we've tried to have dialogues where we look sane, we kind of laugh off in a good-natured way some of this disinfo coming out of Well Aware One, and we just kind of, make good humor nature of what's happened to us, and then delve into some of this. And I think going forward, we have to remember that as people are out there looking, we need to be good-natured about it. We need to remember that a lot of people are going to be lazy. They're going to be looking for quick, easy solutions with a National Enquirer glitz to it, and Dallas Goldbug is very good at that. And so we have to remember that we can't get frustrated with people. We have to understand where they're coming from, that they're going to be new coming into the movement. And what's going to happen is if we're not out there saying what we want to say, new people are going to be, unfortunately, sucked into these vortexes of disinfo, and so we have to be very careful not to get frustrated. And I've been guilty of this myself. I just was making disaster preparedness and survival videos and first aid videos and ham radio videos because I said that, the hell with all this stuff. It's just so hard to deal with these attacks. And that's something we're going to have to deal with is, can we maintain composure and patience and lead new people into an area of understanding and awareness?
Well, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You can't really succumb to the attacks. But, I mean, my life's incredibly synchronistic, and things always happen in my life for a reason. And I think he did the wrong thing by attacking me, because he actually attacked me before he'd seen any video footage of me. And then when video footage appeared, he said, oh, they've overdubbed my voice onto this guy. And then when more video footage appeared, he claimed that I was wearing a prosthetic face. And then in the middle of having an online discussion with him the other day...
Isn't that called a mask, a prosthetic face? I mean, what?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Prosthetic
Just like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, I don't know.
What the heck?
I don't know how he comes up with this stuff. But anyway, what happened? In the middle of a conversation I was actually having with one of his supporters the other day, because I thought, I'll just have a conversation with this guy and see where it leads. The guy completely debunked himself. But in the middle of the conversation, I got a call from my ex-wife saying that my son, for his 21st birthday, would really like to go to Dallas for a gaming convention in July. And I thought, well, wow, right here in the middle of this conversation of me being attacked by Dallas Goldbug and him claiming I'm wearing a prosthetic face, I've just been told that I'm required to go to Dallas. I thought, okay, hey, guys, I'll tell you what. I'll be there in July. You can come and meet me, and you can show the world that I've got a prosthetic face. And if you can't, then I'll show the world that you're a psyop. And that happened in mid-conversation with him. It's just very, very synchronistic, my life. So I would suggest that he actually attacked the wrong person in attacking me, and that by attacking me, he's going to bring the whole thing down. I mean, I'm able to bring the whole psyop down, so... I'm going to go and meet him in July and see if he can show the world that I've got a prosthetic face. It'd be very interesting.
Go get him!
That's awesome. I would actually.
We should give it a lot of publicity and have thousands of people show up to witness unmasking.
I'm going to put up a YouTube clip, the Dallas Goldbug Challenge, and I've got all these people have already emailed me and said, oh, look, I want to watch you back in Dallas. I've got people offered me accommodation there. I've got all these people that can look after me in Texas, and we're going to have the big Max Egan meets Dallas Goldbug and the exposing of the prosthetic face event in July in Dallas. It'll be fun.
And, you know, it's only fair at this time to say, okay, Mr. Ed Chiarini, give an account. Defend yourself. Give an account. I mean, rather than do another video.
Well, he's called me as a family member, and he's claimed I'm wearing a prosthetic face. And here I go. My son's requested that I go to Dallas. So, look, I'm being gifted to him on a silver platter. Now he gets his chance to expose me in front of the world. Here it is. It's been gifted to him. So let's go. Let's sort
of man up, Mr. Chiarini. I just got to say one thing about the hypocrisy. You know, his mugshot for his firearm charges when he was arrested by the Dallas PD is open public domain. I put up a video with his mugshot, and the first thing that happened, I got slammed with a privacy complaint from him. So I got this YouTube warning that, you know, I got to take his mugshot down. And then all my videos with his mugshot have been flagged as, like R-rated. You got to click a consent to move forward. So it's the exposure. I say turn the tables, and Mr. Chiarini, we're going to do videos about you. I'm ready to hire private investigators to follow you, videotape you, find out who you're meeting with, who you're talking to. Let's turn the table around. And for some reason, I don't understand why you are so upset and so weirded out and so freaked out when we put up your mugshot. Why does that bother you so much?
Because he did that to me, too.
Know who you really are.
We're like coming up. We've got just 2 minutes left, but I just want everybody to know what happened to my video, That Ear Doesn't Lie. He flagged it for copyright. He said it contained artwork from his website. It didn't actually contain artwork, but it did have his picture from Facebook and the picture he puts up on the internet. And I didn't contest it because I really didn't want to give him like my address and my phone number and, you know, go to court. So I said, okay, whatever, you know. But that's what he did. He flagged it. And you know how much of my footage he's used in his videos? I mean, what a total hypocrite.
Well, that's the thing, you know. And also, the thing is, you don't want to give him too much attention. See, Synchronicity is just dropping in his lap, so that'll expose him straight away. And if he's going to flag artwork, if you go and look at his YouTube channel, the background he's got on his YouTube channel is the fractal background that I created for thecrowhouse.com. He just changed it to red. He just changed it to red, and that's the back of his YouTube channel. So it's kind of personal anyway. You know?
But you've got to understand.
So you got to understand, I'm just being dropped in his lap. I'm not giving him any attention, really.
I'm going for the show, Max. I'm going for the show. I'm not going to mix it. Are you going to wear the Australian shorts with the Australian flag? And he can wear the disinfo shorts, and you can, like, pop them away.
No, I don't want to.
You know, Christy just pointed out that's why they flag your stuff, so they can get your info, because then when you contest it, they get all your access. So that was, I thought of that also, and I said, he just wants to know what my full legal name is so he can Google me and like dig up whatever he can.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Oh, for sure.
Then he'll come up with some other crap. And maybe show up at my doorstep. Well, no, he won't. He has a criminal record. But who knows what he'll do? Who knows?
Yeah, for sure. He's a son.
Yeah, I'm going to say thanks for having me on and all that. I appreciate you bringing attention to this. My channel's Acting the Actor. So thank you for putting the show together. And maybe, Linda, did you want to say something?
Hey,
goodbye.
Thanks for having me on. Yeah, goodbye. Linda West, I'm Morning Mayan over there. And big kisses to Max and Sonia and you and everybody that listened. I thought it was a really great, constructive conversation. Mm-hmm. We need to keep it together here. And thanks for having me on, Sonia.
Well, thanks so much for joining me and David also. And thank you very much, Max, for joining me and giving that a very, very insightful perspective.
My pleasure, Sonia. Thanks for having me on, and thanks to everybody else as well.
And Max's website, again, is thecrowhouse.com. So I think we're just about at the end of the hour. And so thanks, everybody, for joining me. And have a great evening. Thank you, and have a great weekend, and I hope to see you here next week.